Welcome to this Audio Follow Friday. Our guest today is Dave DeAndrea of At Dave DeAndrea, brought to you by creativemediarecording.com, providing audio post-production for new media and video, VO recording, and ISDN connection to voices and studios around the world. Dave DeAndrea is a Voicy Award-winning voice actor and producer whose credits include national ads, corporate narrations, animation and video games, radio and TV imaging, and everything in between. He's also the big kahuna and commander-in-chief of KillerVoiceDemos.com, a company designed to create demos for voice actors that truly showcase their talent. Dave and I met up at the recent Voice 2012 conference held here in Orange County, California, and I wanted him to share his thoughts on it. We're connected to Dave via ISDN. Thanks for being here, Dave.
It's my pleasure, Tim. It was great to see you again at Voice 2012, and it's an honor to chat with you a bit here.
So what did you think of this year's Voice 2012?
I thought it was great. You know, this was my second year attending, this year a bit more involved as a presenter, leading a panel discussion on demos, and so it was kind of great to see the stage side of how things function there as well, but I had a wonderful time.
I liked your panel on demos. I thought you put together a really good group, kind of a diversified group of people, and they all had a little different perspective. You know, somebody said, oh, 60 seconds, that's it. And somebody else came, nah, not quite so fast.
It's definitely a topic where there are lots of opinions on lots of different things. No way to cram it all into an hour and a half. But at the very least, I wanted to give people some perspectives. We had a lot of newer talent attending this past year. And so wanted to try and cover everything from the basics all the way through to getting a demo into an agent's hands and having them like it, as you can imagine. And as you heard, there's just so many different perspectives on that.
You know, obviously you've had a lot of experience working with different voices, not just your own demo. Everybody agonizes over their own demo, and it's cool to step back and let, you know, kind of a third ear ring in and say, here's what I think we ought to do.
Yeah. Oh, it's critical, I think. I mean, I end up producing my own for the most part, but occasionally, depending on what the demo is, I'll have somebody coach me through stuff or, you know, see what they hear or at the very least present what I've done to a handful of folks that I really respect and know that they'll tell me the honest truth. And
Then
if there's maybe one or two things that ring true for everybody, that's something I kind of look at a little closer.
Was there like one nugget or takeaway that you picked up from the rest of the conference?
There were lots. I'm not a big note taker, but when things, you know, stand out, they covered so many different things. I mean, so many different areas of not just the acting, but, you know, the business side. I got a lot out of Rob Siglin-Paglia's discussion that he had there, and he's just very organized and knows what he's doing. I enjoyed your panel as well. Then even just for the lighter side, his fun stuff, Eric Shepard had just he was just having a blast sharing his thing.
And, yeah, he was hysterical. The one takeaway I got from his, I thought, was the fact that ISDN isn't dead. You know, he says, I've had my funeral suit out for 5 years. So, folks, ISDN is still here, and I'm a proponent of that as well.
It was a great time, and as was expressed at the event several times, the voiceover community is just one of the most generous and supportive. I mean, while we are competing with each other, I guess, on one level or another, oftentimes we're just kind of competing with ourselves, I guess, just trying to continue to make ourselves better at our craft. And one of my goals is to really, I want the only reason that somebody won't hire me for a job is because I'm just the wrong voice for it. You know, they want a 12-year-old girl, and I'm not that. But I don't want it to be because I'm not available or I don't have, you know, the right equipment or the acting chops or any of those things. And so a conference like that just really kind of helps because they encompass so much. They encompass, you know, the social networking and the technical side of things with, you know, George Wyndham and Dan Leonard and just every possible angle and the different genres, you know, from just commercial to corporate, like you covered, to anime and animation. And so it was just a great overview of the entire industry, I think.
I think they pulled together some great people. The exhibits were good, too. And I just want to share the one exhibit that, you know, was kind of fun was a company called AirTurn.com. And they had a foot pedal switch for turning the pages on your script on the iPad. So you're looking at an iPad.
Very cool.
You don't even have to touch it to turn the page. And so even the exhibits were good. Well, Dave, thanks for being here. How could folks get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you?
My website is my name, Dave DeAndrea, DaveDeAndrea.com. And my phone number and email is all right there. So that'd probably be the easiest way.
Cool. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. My pleasure.
And thank you for being here with us on this Audio Follow Friday. We'll be back in subsequent weeks with some of our favorite Twitter networking friends and experts.